how did your dancing involve the Filipino community?
Well, at first it was just about being, like, good, you know, and stuff. You know, it's just about being good and dancing. But I began to realize, you know, with my parents all helping me with it, is like, you know, you can't really get anywhere just straight up dancing, you know, like, well, what's the end of ending life of a dancer? And, you know, and I couldn't really answer that question because there really isn't a great ending life to it, you know, unless you're, like, into ballroom, and even that's really struggling. So I had to do something with it, like, you know. Like I said, when I was younger, there was no outlet. And being in college, I was able to work with Pace and with other high school kids, and a lot of them wanted to get into dancing. The majority of the ones that wanted to get into dancing just so happened to be Filipino. And so being Filipino-American myself and understanding where they're coming from, not having an outlet, I decided to turn my group around and provide it, turn it into an outlet, you know what I mean,
yeah,
for everybody. And so, what's the question again?
How did your dancing involve the Filipino
community? Oh yeah, that's right. So it gave most majority of the Filipino, like Filipino American youth, an outlet to, like, so that they can dance. And because I'm Filipino, and you know, they see me doing it, you know what I mean? Like, I'm the same color as them, you know. I'm the, you know, if I could do it, they could do it too. At the same time, I was going to school, and so it just so happened it wasn't geared specifically toward the Filipino American community at first. You know, but eventually it just turned out that way because you know how dancing is, and Filipino, somehow they kind of go together nowadays. And so, most of the times that we did shows, it was mainly for the Filipino, like, you know, Fiesta Filipina, Fiesta Sanayon, the San Geronimo concert, ASAP, like all of them were for the Filipino community. And so all the children's parents could go and watch their kid on stage at, like, Wow Wow Wee, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so, like, that was, like, a big thing, like, you know, their family's like, wow, you know, my son, my daughter, yeah, it's on Wow, it's like a big, really big show, understanding pop culture, and, like, I know what it means to a family, not other than my family, like, you know, that doesn't really care, but, like, so most families that, you know, they see their son or daughter on stage, and it's like, they're real proud of them, you know, like, some of them, they can't play baseball, they can't play football, they can't play basketball, they can't, you know, be on the debate team or was it mathletes or whatever, you know? Some of them just want to dance, you know? And because there's no outlet for that, like, we try to provide it for them, or end up, like, being the provider for them so that their parents can see them actually get into an activity. And keeping them busy keeps them away from all the crap that's out there, you know? And at the same time that they stay away from all the crap that's out there, like, you know, all the crap meaning, like, you know, drugs, obviously, and gangs, and, you know, all that stuff. But there's also people that kind of, like, tell them that they're no good. You know what I mean? Which is even worse. They tell them that you're a geek. You know, you suck at dancing, or you know, you're gonna be nothing, or you know, your clothes are ugly. You know, the people that just the cool people, or you know, the plastics and mean girls or whatever. You know, tell them that. And so I try to, like, make sure that when they're here, they get inspired. You know, they know that even though everyone says they can't do it, they have at least that one person that believes in them. You know what I mean? And everyone here has to have each other's back. We have to be a family. You know, like, you guys can get mad, you guys can argue, as long as you guys argue and get mad because you guys want to be in the group together. You know what I'm saying? And so, like, that's why, you know, that's how I hopefully help the community. And plus, everyone in Fusion, or a majority of everybody in Fusion, graduated college or will be graduating. And so that's, like, a big thing to me and something I'm very proud of, because in that way we can influence the youth. You know, if you hang around educated people, hopefully you'll want to be educated too.